not been travelling as a mission, although this September, which we're into September now, aren't we? There we go. That shows how confused I am. Some of the team are actually travelling overseas now, but lots and lots of restrictions. And so what's been going on with SGO over the last 18 months? Well, all sorts of exciting things, and I'll let you know in a moment. But first of all, I've got some adverts. I want your money. I want lots of money, because we've got our SGA Christmas cards out, and all the proceeds for this go to widows in Eastern Europe and Central Asia. To put that into perspective, the average pension in Eastern Europe for a widow will be €38 a month. Now, when you bear in mind they've still got to pay electricity, gas, medicine, everything else, heating, all the rest, and food, or heating and eating, that's probably the best way to put it. It's really, really tight during the winter time. So I want your money so I can send some money off to help widows overseas. Now, these are £3 a pack, or 12 in each pack. They're right, nice, thick quality cards. You can get some out and have a look if you like. But I can do a special deal today. Two packs for £6. Or three packs for £9. And if you put an extra pound in, that rounds it off to £10. Which is even better? Well, might not be better for you, but it'd be really great for the widows overseas. So do have a think about that. If you're a lady, and I'm not a lady, it's probably politically incorrect to say that these days, but I've said it, there we go. SGA has a series of meetings during October, just for ladies, where there are two ladies who are coming to speak just for ladies, if you got the point now. So Tom, you can't go, I can't go, and any other blokes can't go. One of them is coming from Romania, and she will talk about her work amongst drug addicts from a Christian perspective in Romania. Really, really difficult situation. And the other lady is coming from some of the Stan countries, and she'll be talking about orphanages and what we call hope centres in some of the Stan countries. So if you're interested in that, do take a leaflet and do spread the word. There's going to be a meeting in Ashland under Hill. I should know the date, but I can't remember, so I better have a look inside and then tell you the date. The date will be the 6th of October, which is a Wednesday at 2:30 Ashland under Hill. So that's why it's being hosted. So not a million miles away. So if you're free that day, do go and have a little look. I was going to go and sit down then, but I've only just started, haven't I? There we go. Right. For more than 70 years, SGA has been serving different nations around the world in four ways. And what I mean by serving is SGA is a servant mission. We don't tell people what to do. They're already doing a fantastic job. And so we don't need to tell them what to do. It's all done by relationship. And over the last 70 years, SGA has built up some really, really good relationships with people in Eastern Europe, Central Asia, Far East Russia. We're now supporting work in Mongolia as well. And those four works that we've been involved with, the Bible translation and literature, I'm going to talk about that in a moment. Crisis response. So winter time is always a crisis in Eastern Europe and Central Asia, especially for widows. Or like, for example, during lockdown, there are some countries in Eastern Europe, like Moldova, that had no access to PPE. I actually know what that means now, sort of. Personal protection something, isn't it? There we go, I'm getting there. And so SGA has been able to get some money into places that are poor to make sure they've got adequate protection. Leadership support. SGA presently supports more than 200 pastors, Eastern Europe, Central Asia, and now in Far East Russia. Which gets really, really cold. I mean, what's the temperature, average temperature here in Gloucestershire? Anybody know? It's about -7 if we're really fortunate. Well, perhaps that's not the right word. But can you imagine it getting -38 and -42? That's very cold, isn't it? Very, very cold. So I hope I'm not going there too soon. And the main work that I'm involved with is teaching Bible schools and seminaries right across Eastern Europe and some of the Stan countries as well. So the COVID work, COVID has made things a little bit difficult for us. We've done lots of things on Zoom and teaching and things like that. If you want to know more about SGA, there's a new website up and running with little films and interviews and all sorts of things. So do have a look on that. You can sign up to our mission magazine. You can either have that electronically, or if you want a paper form, then the SGA office will send that to you. We've also got a bookstore online. We can lots of different books. We would usually get those out, but during COVID time, we've been a little bit restricted with getting books out. Sign up to monthly short stories. How many of you don't have a smartphone? Don't have a smartphone. Just one or two. Okay, that's fine. I wish I didn't have a smartphone, because I'm not smart enough to work out how a smartphone works. But if you've got a smartphone, you can have access to what's called Inside Story, and once a month there'll be little snippets just keeping you informed of what's going on in some of the different countries. Because I'm totally dismayed with the way the media works in the UK. You know, when I come back to the UK, I'm actually ashamed of what we're being poisoned with by our media. You know, they're blaming things like the truck thing on Brexit. It's got nothing to do with Brexit. The truck problem's right across Europe, but we're not told that, are we? So we're poisoned. Anyway, we'll get into that. We're poisoned by all sorts of things. But, you know, things like some of the Stan countries. I mean, SGA's not working in Afghanistan, but we've got some contacts that are broadcasting messages into Afghanistan. But I spent the day with an Afghanistan pastor yesterday at a big missions conference. And he was telling me about what's going on with believers in Afghanistan. So we really need to pray for that country, that God will turn it around. Because the Taliban have actually declared they've got rid of the Western powers. Now they need to get rid of Jesus Christ. I was shocked by that statement. That's their thing now, is to get rid of the church. Because they know if they don't get rid of the church within the next 20 years, Christianity would have taken over Afghanistan. Hello? Well, that's pretty awesome, isn't it? Especially when Jesus said, I'll build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. You don't seem very excited about that. Maybe you need to go to Afghanistan and go and have a look. I jest with that. But there's this whole sense that God is doing something. And we need to pray that God will continue to do something. Every country that SGA serves in has its own unique cultural conditions and circumstances. It's absolutely fantastic. I mean, I've been with SGA 10 years now. Don't know where that's gone. But it's really exciting to go into different cultures and civilizations. Sound like Star Trek now, to boldly go where no missionary has gone before. Right. Kazakh Bible launch. Just before lockdown, the Kazakh Bible was launched. Now, that might not sound too exciting. But can you imagine not having a Bible in your own language? And I think I probably said the last time I was here about the Kazakh Bible Translation Project, which had taken a long time to make sure it was written properly and to give Jesus his right place, because in a Muslim context it's really difficult to get a really good translation of the Bible put together so Jesus is seen as not just a prophet but really as the Son of God. Well, the Kazakh Bible was launched just before lockdown. And as you can see by this map here, Kazakhstan's a huge country. And I'll do my weatherman bit now. You've got Kyrgyzstan, and you've got Tajikistan, you've got Afghanistan down here, and you've got Turkmenistan. So in a very real sense, Kazakhstan is like the crossroads to get into so many other places. And certainly as a mission, we see people from Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, and Turkmenistan moving in backwards and forwards amongst these places, and sometimes Pakistan and China as well. But we're not too far away from Afghanistan there. And so just before lockdown, the Kazakh Bible was launched, and here it is on display for the first time. And I wish I could have been there for the launch. I mean, look at these guys' faces. He's just like beaming. And then there's this guy here who's just holding the word of God in his own language for the very first time. Because up until then, there were some really, really poor translations, and the Christians didn't want to use them because they didn't really put Jesus high enough. And he's just totally absorbed in the fact that now I have the word of God in my own language. And so they had a big celebration, they had a dedication, and they were going to dedicate the word of God and give thanks, but they ended up holding up the Bible and dedicating themselves afresh to the work of God in their nation with a fresh, determined attitude towards of getting the gospel out to the Kazakh people and further and beyond. And you know, I go to Kazakhstan from time to time to teach in the Bible school, but their enthusiasm for God's word and the gospel is just absolutely extraordinary. And every time I see some of these pictures, I'm reminded of the fact that, okay, COVID is a serious problem, but there's a more serious problem than COVID, and that's lack of knowledge of God. That's why the world's in a messed up place. The Bible pinpoints so many times of why we're in a messed up place in the world. And so putting the word of God into the hands of the pastor and the preacher, putting the word of God into the hands of the children's workers. Can you imagine, Emily, if you had no Bible in your own language? I mean, for the Kazakh people, they had to put up with the Russian Bible because the Russians were there for so long, and then they pulled out and they just left the Russian Bible, which has some difficulties. Putting the word of God into the hands of the ministry to women. I mean, this is a culture where only women really can reach women. It's a Muslim context. You have to be really, really careful, really, really wise. And the woman is the one that runs the household. Now, the man is the one who runs the household when he's outside the house, But when he's in the house, it's yes, ma'am, and all the rest. I remember going to a Kazakh house and helping to clear the table and take the dishes into the kitchen to help wash them up, because that's what I would do at home. And the men went, no, 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 you must not do that. And I was thinking, oh dear, I've made a real mess of it. So the women are in charge of the house, and so we got to make sure that the Bible reaches them as well. Putting the Word of God into the hands of young people, the next generation, or should I say the present generation, really. A Bible in your own language brings a significant leap forward in gospel work. Now there's a quote here from the director of the United Bible Societies, and SGA doesn't work with the United Bible Societies, not because we don't like them, it's just because we're busy doing other things. But he said this, by 2033 we could see all languages having scripture. Now for some of us, don't know if that includes me, that could be within our lifetime, or certainly the younger folks' lifetime, that the Word of God is reached to the ends of the world. Now, I'm not a prophet trying to set times and dates and things, but you know, Jesus said he will come when the gospel's reached the world. And I wonder if we're in that generation. You know, the signs do tell us, the gospels say about wars, rumours of wars, earthquakes, famines, pestilences. And that's an old word which means disease caused by sin. And you kind of think, hello, must be getting pretty close. Which is really exciting, isn't it? Because, you know, Jesus is coming soon and maybe you won't have to pay your tax rise. It might not be that quick, but, you know, that's just an incentive to get on your knees and say, come Lord Jesus, come soon. But there we go. Medical missions, SGA supporting medical Christian people in medical work overseas. I'm just going to show a short video and hopefully it will work with a bit of sound. Is there any more sound on that, Donald? There should be some commentary. There's a channel missing somewhere, and that's coming out in mono, and so the commentary is missing. But basically, SGA has been supporting work in Moldova and Ukraine with Christian doctors and other people to try and get medicines and all sorts of help. And people have responded to the gospel during COVID. So it's been a dark time, but people have been responding to the love of the Lord, where usually in their own circumstances they don't have the facilities or the capabilities financially to get help. But Christians on the ground have been getting that help into villages and towns and other areas where there isn't anything like that. Sending little missionaries. Well, this is quite an exciting project. Working in Mongolia and some of the Stan countries. Now, some people wonder why we work in Mongolia and some of the Stan countries. Well, wherever there are Russian-based language groups or Russian-based cultural groups, which is what Slavic kind of means, SGA is supporting believers on the ground to reach their own people, or in some cases within a Muslim context. And so SGA is supporting an organization called Transworld Radio, who are broadcasting into Afghanistan, really exciting, and other countries in the Stan places, letting them know about Jesus Christ. And this is a culture that really loves listening to the radio. It really loves listening to stories and songs and traditional songs. And so Transworld Radio is putting some really excellent stuff together.
Thank you.
these little radios have like a little micro SD slot in them with a memory card already placed in the side with gospel teaching, Bible stories, songs relevant to their culture, things like that. Do you remember the days of radio cassettes, radio cassette players? Well, I still collect those kind of things. I'm a bit geeky like that. But apparently we don't use radio cassettes anymore. So we have radio SD card recorders, which is a fantastic idea, and that's what SGA is doing. Here's a believer who's got his radio SD card recorder. He can record messages on there, take the SD card out and pass it to his friend who can stick it on his mobile phone and then listen to the gospel. And this is just spreading right across some of the stand countries, and it's an excellent format to do that, especially for believers who, you know, can get into a lot of trouble for being a believer, which is why we don't show this guy's face or this lady's face who's looks like she's got one in pink, doesn't it? I'm not sure if that's actually in pink. So the blokes get black and the women get pink. Possibly, I don't know. And so, well, that's an exciting project. So do pray for that. And if you feel you want to support that, then do contact the SGA office and they'll take your money off you, which is a good thing to do because people are getting the gospel. Last but not least, there's so many things I could talk to you about, what's going on in Eastern Europe and Central Asia. And Far East Russia, like young men who are taking their families. Do you remember the old Lada cars? Lada Rivas. They still got those in the places where we work. And I'd love to get one and bring it back over to the UK, but it would fail on so many different areas. I'm not sure Far East would like a Lada either, anyway. But some of these lads have taken their Lada cars and driven right across Russia to go to the Far East to plant a church. And it's just extraordinary. So do have a look on the website about those stories that SGA is supporting. Project Phoebe is recognising the ministry of women in Eastern Europe, Central Asia. Women have a key role in so many different areas in these cultures with mission work, hospice care and things like that. And I'll just show this short video and hopefully we'll get a bit of sound out of it. No, we're not getting any sound. The sound's not coming through there, won't it? So we can turn that off. Anyway, you can see these videos online if you go on the SGA website. But that one was basically sharing how they're young girls, sort of 22, 24 years of age, who are working in really rough housing estates in Russia, doing the kind of work that Emily would be doing here. And SGA is just highlighting the fact that we need to pray for them and support them because they're in really isolated, in some places, dangerous situations. Part of the reason why we've got Just for Ladies is to highlight what women are doing in Eastern Europe and Central Asia, and they're doing the fantastic work, and we need to get behind them. Well, the gospel work continues, and thank you for allowing me to come and share just a tiny little window of what's going on. So I'll hand back to Mr. Tom.
Well, it's